Right. So, yeah, so I just wanted to just focus again on the what we were leaving off with two shimmer ago before I had the mitzvah I wanted to share with you. So basically, the issue that we were going over was the reason answer, what was the Havin here? Why would you think Lo Yitzav Abo? Why do we need to be told that if we already know that Lo Yehenna? Obviously, you can't use it then to beautify your property. Right, the question that all the Shomer are bothered by. So the Rish says, the answer is, because I would have thought, Chazuz Ba'amahi, it's just a matter of the look, the aesthetic, which is nothing. Or at least doesn't count as something that would be usur mishum hana. And he says, and this is exactly what you see in the Gemara in Bava Kamma. You see that's what the Gemara basically says. So what we were looking into was that Sugya Bava Kamma, again, the Gemara poses the question, Yesho ins shevach saman babeged? And the question clearly is, does the dye persist as an entity? Is it extent? Is it viewed as being extent just simply, you know, woven, figuratively speaking, into the shirt? It's davuk b'chomer ha-beged. I think some Rishonim use that formulation. Or no, it ceases. There's just a shirt, and now it looks different. And this basically dying was whatever dye went into there is viewed as having been expended. And the Gemara again provided two dinim that turned on that question. Gozal tzemer v'samanin v'tzavo. So if he's meshiv the tzemer, is he also chayav to pay for the value of the dye? If it's still extent, then v'heshiv is accomplished and you don't need tashlumin. If it is an extent, then you would. Then you have the case of the Kof Shel Hefker, where Reuven is considered to possess something of Shimon's, right, the Samanin. If you say, Yesh Shavach Samman Agabi Beged, and therefore he simply chayv to hand that back over, if he couldn't, so then he would just pay for the Tashulman, just because he's got it, and, you know, it doesn't belong to him. So the Gemara then suggests that you can prove that Chazusa Milsa, from the Din in the Mishnah, that Beged Shetzavo Beklipe Orla is Yidlak. And the Gemara's, the assumption of the Gemara is, so you see the shirt is considered to be hosting the Orla, which is Asar Bahana, that's what you can prove, and therefore you see Chazusa Milsa, right? You can see there, Yesh Shevach Saman Agabi Beged. Rava rejects that, and he says that perhaps, generally speaking, Chazusa Lav Milsa, Yesh Ein Shevach Saman Agabi Beged, but we have a din specifically regarding Orla, this Mishnah, that's based on Xerus Akasa regarding Orla, and he cites Abraisa, right? I would have thought maybe you could be Tzoveya, Tam Lomar, right, one of the Arelims, Arels, or Latem, Lo Yitzava. And he says, Asra Rahmana Hanaha nearly Inayim, and therefore you can't bring a proof from it. So the Re says, this Gemara, you see Rava here is explicitly explaining the Havamina. The Havamina was, maybe Chazusa Lav Milsa is in fact generally true. That was why you needed the Pasuk. It's an aberration. You need the Pasuk to tell you that Lo Yitzava. Okay. The problem with this, and I'm trying to make sure that we have this clear, is that Chazusa Lav Milsa does not provide a basis to have thought that it's mutter to be tzoveya at all. It only provides a basis to have thought that the beged is mutter b'hana, because it means that there's no extent orla on the beged. But regarding the question of can you be tzoveya, that has nothing to do with it. Right? Even if there's no orla on the shirt, I'm still using orla for my benefit. I'm still benefiting from the orla if I'm improving and enhancing my property, my clothing. So it could very well be that it would be permissible to use the beged, but certainly usur to dye it, right? And again, the model for this would be there's no isra hanah for to make orla, but it's certainly forbidden to sell it because that's still an act of deriving benefit. So the same thing could be said of, you know, being tzoveya. The truth is, and this is something I think I said last time also, that this difficulty really emerges in the Gemara itself with Rava. It's not just the Re, it's really Rava. Rava says you can't derive from the Beged Shel Orla that you see from your Chazusa Milsa, because Orla, we have a Pasuk that tells us Lo Yitzavavo. But the question is, let's say the Pasuk we forbid Tzviya. But you don't know from that the Beged is therefore Asur itself, meaning this is really inherent in the Gemara as a problem. Why can't we Medayik? Why isn't the Gemara properly being Medayik from the din of the Mishnah that we see Chazusa Milsa? I mean, we see that the Beged itself is Orla because it's Yidlak. The Beged itself is Asar Banah. You see from there, there's Orla. So, oh, no, there's a Pasuk that tells you Lo Yitzavavo. So, for whatever reason that was necessary, all that told you was that it's usher to die. But that doesn't get you to, and therefore the beged is usher banah. Right? So the Tosfos Rid directly addresses this issue. Anybody remember? Anybody see this? He points out with laser-like focus precisely this issue. And he has an elegant solution that ends up, you know, really redefining, as I say, it's the fourth answer in our sugya. It redefines our sugya. I very much doubt it's the re, but I don't, I mean, it's not the re. But what he says is, just look at it quickly. One second. We'll go do it for next year. I'm just giving you guys a little bit of a... So that's exactly the issue he focuses on, and his answer is pretty elegant. He says, the only thing is it's linguistically difficult. Lo yitzavabo does not mean that it's prohibited to be tzavaya. That we knew once you say lo yehenen. Lo yitzavabo means the beged is usser. There's no gap here. Rav is saying, don't tell me that it's because chazus a milsa. Maybe chazus a lav milsa in general, and maybe here too, but in general for sure, the dye ceases to exist. But the pasuk specifically says here the beged is usser. Right, this is where it came from. It's precisely this problem in the Gemara in Bava Kamma. But it isn't compelling to say that that's what the Ri has in mind. In which case, again, Tzarachiyun, both for the Ri and the Gemara, what's going on here? So I would like to suggest an approach, but I just want to start by beginning with a question. I think there's another kasha that we can ask about this Gemara, which is not an internal problem, but just a separate problem. The Gemara says, you can be dyed from the fact that the beged is yidluck, that chazusa milsa. Meaning that if not for the fact that the orla, just reconstructing, if not for the fact that the orla were considered extant in the beged, there would be no reason for the beged to be asar banav v'chayv bezir. But is that obvious to you guys? Given things we've seen this year, things we know? So shevach etzim pas, maybe. But and in that context, we dealt with shevach etzim pas in light of the general principles. Yeah. Adavar haba begirmas isure hana. Shevach etzim pas in the end may be disconnected from that sugya. Yeah? A chemo?
Kino.
Yeah, but right. Okay, so correct. In the Shevach Beitzim Bepas Sugi, we saw that, and ultimately that becomes a question about Shevach Beitzim Bepas. How related is it in the end to that, on either the Osering position or the Matering position? But correct. The din of basically Natal Kirkor Shal Avodazara Ve Arag Boas Abeger Abeger Aser. Right? That din of Davar Habab Girmas Isuri Hana. The Beged is Aser. Is that because there's anything in the beged? No, right? So, basic question, and I haven't seen anybody really zero on this question directly, but a basic question I'm asking on the initial stage of the Gemara, before Rava, is why do we assume from here that chazusa milsa, maybe chazusa lav milsa hi? Vava pichein it's asur midin davar abab irmas isurei hana, just like the din of beged that was woven via the kirk or shalva dazar. Can we think about that question? No? I'm asking generally. What? The question I just asked. Yeah, the question was, why does the Gemara assume that in order for the din of the Mishnah to make sense, that beged of obiklipe orla is usser, why does the Mishnah assume that it has to be that the orla is actually be'en in the beged, even if it weren't be'en in the beged? We could, and l'chora, we should answer it. Midin davar haba begirmas isurina, davar anishavim isurina. Right, the same din that forbids the beged she argo, you know, becharkor shalvar
zara. Different, right? The beged will be there without the dye being there. It's a different color, but with your example, or with the wool example,
yeah,
it wouldn't be there without the machine.
Okay. So basically, what you're saying is what? It's not a significant,
yeah,
right? It doesn't qualify, yeah. It doesn't qualify as enough of a contribution. Correct. It doesn't qualify as enough of a contribution. We discussed that model. Again, this is more of a Sione Derech. I'm not going through it now, but just to focus you guys. We saw this issue of what qualifies, drawn up by the Rabbi David, right, in discussing the issue of the suck in Shal Avodah Zarah, cutting a steak out of from an Avodah Zarah knife, that the resulting steak is not Aser Bahanah, because it's just not, it's got to be something which is Niskadish Watsura or something like that. So then what's the point then? The point must be, the assumption of the Gemara is that what? If I were to say that this is, what do you mean it's not a scholarship? It's changing the beged. It's making it a different beged now.
Yeah.
So what are you assuming when you say, no, that's not considered to be a good enough contribution? Is that basically the aesthetic change is not that significant. We don't take cognizance so much of an aesthetic significance. In fact, this concept is, that's in the context of, again, defining it as something, we'll get back to that in a second. But that concept is precisely what Tosfos, if you guys remember, if you guys notice on Talmud Makor sheet, where does Tosfos raise that point, actually? Tosfos is bothered by a question that the Gemara, in the course of the Gemara settles on this case as a nafkamina, the question of Yeshavach or Inshavach, someone or Rabbi Beged. Tosa says about the case of...
When you swallow it?
No, the Tosa says about the case of Guzzel Semer V'Samanim... I'm sorry, Tosa about the case of Bakof. Right? He says that we have a concept in Halacha, and he gives the Maram Rakam, of a Chiyat HaShulman Mishum Shenen, Shekenen. Simply, you did benefit from something which was a value. So you pay. It's a question of how to understand the Yisod Mechayah of that, but the Halacha is that you do pay. So why shouldn't you pay here regardless... Even if you hold Ein Shevach Semaman in Agabe Abeged, but you did benefit, right? So what's the answer that Tosa gives?
What is the answer that Tosa gives?
He gives two answers. What's the second one? Okay, I'll do it quickly and then... But you guys gotta... The second, he gives two answers. The second one being.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's what you're talking about. Yeah, correct.
Yeah.
That's
we
not.
Know what that meant.
Well, what do you mean? What do you think?
Like, who cares? I mean, that's a substantive contribution, no?
Says you. The question is, does halacha perceive that?
That's what
it says. Is that the Gemara is discussing, or is it discussing whether it's extent? No.
What is Chazus Samuel Salina?
Chazusa Milsa in the Gemara, this is what I would, that was like going back. Chazusa Milsa in the Gemara means, is it viewed as extent? Is it literally a substance? Does the dyed wool, is that viewed as being the combination of two ba'ens that are there?
So
wool
like
and dye.
So
no? No. No, it doesn't mean no. Noi Ba'ama is addressing a different question, which is assessing the change that the beged undergoes and whether or not we view it as something which is considered to be defined as hana in the context of the Tosos addressing for the purpose of being chayiv midin shekeinana. But I want to suggest we should consider maybe also the iser. Do you violate the iser hana? Maybe the assumption of the Gemara, and you see it for Tosos, this is true, he applies it in his context, the assumption of the Gemara the entire time is that aesthetic improvement is not considered legally significant. We just view that, I mean, as I say, Heval Yofi, right? This is, it's a shirt either way. By the way, Derech Agav, you could wonder, well, hold on, it does change the value of the shirt, presumably. Were you bothered by that? Meaning Noi Ba'ama, but Noi Ba'ama means that it's now worth more. And certainly, Halacha views monetary change as being significant. So that's an interesting question.
I guess that's kind of the substance of what we're about.
So I think the answer to that might be, I mean, it's a good question.
That's
I think
only that that's what the Gemara is debating.
No, it's not what the Gemara is debating. The Gemara is debating the question of whether the dye is viewed as extent even after having been applied to the beged. That's the question they're asking. This issue is defining regardless. And what the Tosa is asking is, even if you say that there's no more be'en on that beged, right? So that, in other words, in this case of Kof, I don't owe you anything, mitzad, the be'en being there. But he told us, saying, forget the be'en being there. Don't you owe him mitzad that you were nehne from his nechasim? Stosa says, it doesn't qualify as nehne. It's not that the aesthetic improvement of Noi Ba'ama, what's the difference what it looks like? It still functions as a shirt, presumably. So we don't view that as being a dimension that we really take into care. We don't say, oh, look at this is a different thing now. Right? But this is not the question of whether the dye is viewed as still being extant as an independent legal entity. Follow? It's a question of what kind of revolution has been wrought now on the beged. How big of a difference do we view it? Now, the issue that I'm just raising separately is, but maybe there's a monetary value. I think the answer to that, it's a good question. I think the answer to that might be, perhaps is, this is something that I'm suggesting, Derech Agav, that maybe the monetary value of increased appreciation of an asset is only viewed as being relevant when you sell it. But in the meantime, just the fact that something, if something for whatever reason is like Yukra Vizula almost, it's, that's not something that we take cognizance of.
So therefore, according to you, you would have to give the money back after I sell it.
No, because maybe it's too indirect. But at that point,
it's too indirect.
Yeah, the point is that you don't benefit at the moment of.
Why would it be indirect matter for me giving the money back or not? What do you mean by indirect?
I mean that it's not too connected. It's not connected enough to the act, which would be my taking from your nefes. In other words, I may be benefiting down the line, mm-hmm. In the meantime, what I've done is not a benefit. I've not benefited. It could be it'll turn out to benefit me, but. Mm-hmm. Financially, when I do the other stuff.
Low by low, hold on, that's what you mean by that?
There's no hana at the time that you're supposed to be getting hana. Mm-hmm. So then we're not going to be mechayev you for that. We didn't, nah. All right, we'll stop here. But that's what I want to clarify. It's chazusa milsa, and maybe what the reason means by chazusa ba'ama are not the same thing. Chazusa ba'ama and chazusa la milsa don't mean the same thing. Chazusa milsa means there's no be'en. Chazusa ba'ama just means that we don't view aesthetic improvement as a benefit. Improving the look of your something is really not significant legally. And maybe that's why the assumption was that the Gemara, there was no din of beged, like the beged of Avodah Zarah, that your oreg becharkor, and maybe that's what changes. All right, we'll come back to this.
So tomorrow you want to do Pesach or
Let me think about it. Yeah, okay? All right, sorry guys, I'm just a little hectic there.